Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Hart bringing us back. Ann and Nancy Wilson, the Wilson sisters. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, George Hathaway, the author of Leadership Secrets from the Executive Office, now in its third edition. This is a bestseller, folks. I encourage you to check it out. It's a wonderful little book. George, tell us how we can find the book and how we can find you too, please.
Well, sure. Thank you. First of all, it's distributed primarily through Barnes & Noble, through their stores as well as online. Mm-hmm. You can also pick it up at places like Amazon, et cetera. I also have a website that links to all of my books. So you can go to the page on my publications and click on the book, and you get right to where you need to buy it.
And what is that website?
It's leadership21.biz.
All right, leadership21.biz. George, let's get into some of the points that you make in the book about how to be a better boss. What is an example of some of the things that you talk about in your book that little tips that you know, individually might not change the world, but if you could do a group of these, you could really make a difference and probably not cost you any money.
Absolutely. It's so easy. In fact, I get comments from people all over the world that go something like this. I can open the book to five random pages and change three behaviors overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. In fact, I'll use the example that actually was the impetus for the book. Many years ago, I was working for IBM, which, by the way, was a small business at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. And I was sitting with my boss in his office, and we were talking about my job and my performance and other issues, and the phone rang. And I stopped mid-sentence and said to him, "Don't you want to get that?" And he said, these were his words. He said, "The odds that the person on the phone is more important than you, 50-50, I'm going to bet on you."
Hmm.
That's what he said, and I thought to myself, wow, I've never had that happen before. You know, telephones are an annoyance, and so when they ring, people have a tendency to just grab the phone.
Right.
And this guy was so respectful to me and made me feel so valued. In that very instance, I tucked that away in the back of my brain, and I said, if I ever become a manager, I'm going to adopt that behavior. So that is one behavior in my book of 134. I'll give you another. So, by the way, if you're in a retail store, let's say you're in a department store and you're talking with the clerk about a particular watch that you want to buy, and the phone rings, that clerk should maybe answer the phone and say, "Can you hold a minute and put that person on
right,
hold?"
Right, and come right back to you.
Exactly, because you know what? I was there first.
You know what I do? I do an about-face and leave.
Well, that you can do, too. The point, and I've made this comment to some retail clerks that, geez, that's too bad. You know, I'm sorry that person on the phone was more important than me because it affects our relationship.
Right.
Here's another example, and this happens all the time. I'm sitting with someone, anybody, it doesn't have to be my boss or one, and I'm talking to that person. And I'm talking, I'm in mid-sentence, and that person just looks at their watch.
Right.
And the message to me is, boy, this conversation is over.
Right, right.
Or I'm moving on.
How about they pick up the phone and check their text message or their email?
Exactly. That's so rude.
Yep.
And it demonstrates an attitude toward that person that is can be disruptive of the relationship.
Right.
Because you don't trust that person. You don't feel good about them. Right.
The some of my brain trust members call the correct way to do that is to be in the moment with the person that's with you. Be in the moment with them.
Yes, absolutely. And make them feel as if they're important. Because they are. They're very important. One of the things that I say in my book is we need to listen and learn from everyone. I find it fascinating that if I'm on a bus on my way to the airport and I see someone sitting next to me or across, I ask them how they're doing. Mm-hmm. I ask them, you know, what they're up to, what brings them to the city, or what business are they in, or whatever. And I learn so much from other people just by asking them a few questions. Well, the same thing is about, say, a small business owner who has a team of maybe 3, 4, 5 people. Why not ask them about their background or about those things that interest them? Or ideas, we talked about this earlier, ideas about doing better, mm-hmm. or what the business should look like. If we don't stop and listen and learn from people, we are really in trouble, because then that means our vision for the business is really limited.
And listening is the key, folks. That's something, if all bosses would be better listeners, they'd become better bosses. Hey, George, give us that website again, please, quickly.
Yes, it's leadership21.biz.
The book is called Leadership 21. Secrets from the Executive Office by George Hathaway. Hey, George, good job today. Will you come back?
I sure will. Well, thank you.
Come back again real soon. We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.